Revenue Chat episode 152. Hey guys, Tony D'Urso here, and I have to say thank you. Thanks a million. A million downloads, that is. Go to TonyDURSO.com/TV and read all about the exciting next adventure we have in store for you. That's TonyDURSO.com/TV. And once again, thanks a million.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso, and I'm going on television in the near future as the Tony D'Urso Show. I'll be broadcasting over many platforms such as Amazon, Apple, Roku, the Voice America TV Network, and others. The show format will change a little. However, you'll continue to get experts in their field who share their knowledge with you, the Revenue Crew audience. And when it goes live, you'll see them on my mobile app at TonyDURSO.com/mobile. Download that now and you'll see and hear my other weekly talk shows full of great insight from successful people. When the TV show comes on, you'll catch it on this app. So please go ahead and download it at TonyDURSO.com/mobile. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Here we go. Today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Jordan Goodman, and we're going to talk about money answers. Here's some facts about Jordan. He's well known as America's Money Answers Man. He's the host of the Money Answers radio show. He's written 13 books on financial topics, including The Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms, Fast Profits in Hard Times, and Master Your Debt. I like that. He was the Wall Street correspondent at Money Magazine for 18 years. That's amazing. And he's a frequent guest on radio and TV shows across America. That's such a great list of accomplishments, Jordan. Welcome to Revenue Chat.
Great to be with you, Tony. Really appreciate you having me on.
The pleasure is mine. And Jordan, you've done so much. I'd love to know, how did you get involved in the world of business and then become America's Money Answers Man?
Started pretty early on. My mother was always interested in investing, so as a teenager, I got into the stuff. And then when I went to Columbia School of Journalism, they had a business reporting track. So I took that and just became interested in particularly the personal finance part. And then I went to Money Magazine, was there for 18 years, learned everything about the whole field of personal finance and investing and business, and I just love it. It's journalism that really helps people, Tony. That's the difference. This is not like political mudslinging. You know, it's like, I give people specific resources that transform their lives, that help them pay their mortgages off, that have them earn higher yields on their money, that have them get out of debt. You know, I love it. And I hear back from people. People email me all the time at moneyanswers.com, and I answer their questions and emails. So that's what I love. It's true service journalism that really helps people in a big way.
I know. So refreshing in this world of attack journalism and people being critical of each other and just the stuff.
There's lots of people doing that. That's not what I do. I'm out there.
It's safe. I get so many kind notices from guests on how they love the interview because it's just so different. So that makes me very happy. I like the kind of journalism you do. More power to people like us.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people who need help. You know, there's people who have money, who have businesses, who don't really have advisors, haven't learned the stuff, don't know the resources that are available, and there's a lot of things we can really help them with. So that's kind of been my mission for life.
Well, great. Let's talk about some money answers, shall we?
Sure.
All right, let's start here in no particular order. Let's talk about interest, making money on money in the bank. So where can a business earn an actual, realistic, decent yield on their money instead of getting 0% at the bank?
They're not at the bank, Tony. It's going to stay at zero for as far as the eye can see. This is what I call the saver's dilemma, is if you keep your money in the bank, and this is both as a business and as an individual, you earn zero on checking, pretty much zero on savings, less than 1% on CDs. It's ridiculous. And lately, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. I think they're going to raise them more. And what that means is the banks are raising what they're charging on loans, business loans, credit cards, and they're not raising what they're paying. Okay, so that's not particularly helpful to individuals or businesses. And then, so that's short-term money. And then long-term money, like long-term 10-year treasuries, those are up to 2.9, 3% thereabouts. As interest rates keep rising, as I think they will, that means you're going to lose more in principal than you're earning in interest on those. So that's not a particularly good alternative either. Now, I'll tell you what I'm doing, which I think is a good alternative for people, are what are called secured real estate funds. And there's a website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com. That's a way of earning 8% over 1 year.
8%? Woohoo!
8%, correct. Over 1 year, you get monthly checks if you like, or if you don't want or need the money, you can reinvest it and have it compound at 8%. The net asset value stays at $10 a share, so it doesn't go up, doesn't go down with the stock market, with the bond market, with interest trades, with anything. And it's, you know, have a long-term track record of being secured. They're lending money to small businesses who are doing renovation, construction of all kinds of commercial property, apartment buildings, shopping centers, medical offices, student housing, assisted living, parking lots, just all kinds of different things. And they've had a very, very good track record. The maximum that they lend is 70% of the value of the project. So the guy who's doing the project, the builder developer, has loads of skin in the game to make sure this gets done right. And so it's worked out really, really well. This is what's called a Regulation A Plus fund, which has been around for about 2 years. It was authorized by the Jobs Act of 2012. And these are typically called crowdfunding funds. Allows the average individual minimum $5,000 to get into something like that. And you can do it as a business. You can do it as an individual. You can do it inside an IRA or some kind of a retirement account. So there you go. $5,000 minimum, 8% for 1 year. After that, you can get your money whenever you like. So again, the website people can find out more about that is securedrealestatefunds.com. They got a phone number too, Tony, 888-444-2102. So now you don't have to be hit by the saver's dilemma anymore. Keep your money in the bank earning zero.
I like that. Just to recap on some of those points, and I do appreciate you giving us the website and the contact info. It's $5,000 buy-in. You get 8%. Your money has to stay in for a year?
Correct. And after that, you can get your money whenever you like, after a year. You can keep it as you like, but after a year, you can get your money back. Correct.
Very nice savings account. Better than a CD. I like it.
And it doesn't go up and down. See, if you're in long bonds, you're going to lose principal a lot. If rates go from now, whatever, 2.8, 2.9 up to, say, 3.5, as I think they're going to, you'll lose 10 to 15% of your principal.
Exactly.
Okay, that's not a good thing. So anyway, we've explained it. There's a way of earning a much higher yield than you're ever going to get at the bank.
Great. Here's another question. There was a new tax law. Every year there's adjustments in the tax. Well, we have a new tax law passed December 2017. How can business owners navigate through this and make the best of it?
Well, there's some fantastic things in this business, in law for small business. The particular one is called the pass-through. So if you're a subchapter S, sole proprietorship, limited partnership, limited liability corporation, those kind of things, the first 20% of your income is deductible. So it really is a very, very big tax break for small businesses. That's a fantastic thing. So that's where all the growth in this country is, Tony, in medium and small-sized businesses, a lot of them pass-through entities. So if you're not a pass-through entity, it might make sense for you to become a pass-through entity and learn the rules of that. I mean, that's one thing that's great in the tax bill. Another one, instant write-off of any capital expenditures. So you buy a car, a tractor, you know, any kind of equipment, computers, you can write it off the first year as opposed to depreciating it over time. So there's lots of things in the tax bill, but I would say those are the two most important for small businesses that can really take advantage of them, that improves their cash flow and therefore the ability to grow and hire more people.
I like the fact that a sole proprietor can also do this. You don't necessarily have to be a corporation to take
Correct.
Advantage of that 20% tax deduction. So if you just use your social and you run your name, you run your business on your name and social, which I know a lot of people do, you can still take that write-off, which is really great.
That's right. It's a fantastic, and it has worked. I mean, already small businesses are using that to save money on taxes, and they're investing in their businesses, which is exactly what it's designed to do. So, and we've seen profits up, people investing, bonuses, raising wages, all kinds of things. So, you know, it's actually working in the way it was descended. And for big businesses, now big businesses had their corporate tax rate go down from 35% to 21%. And that's why these companies that have this huge windfall are buying back stock, raising dividends, capital expenditures. So exactly as it was planned is what's happening now.
I love it. Here comes a good economy boost. I love it.
Right.
Let's go into, there are business owners, and we all have our specific credit cards that we like to use for the best rates, the best perks, the best this, the best that. Some have the corporate Amex card, some have others. What would you say is some of the best credit cards we could use today with, let's call it, the best perks and rebates available?
You really want to maximize your perks and rebates. I mean, all the money that's going through your business can really give you some really nice benefits if you do it right. The main thing, though, Tony, is to concentrate your spending on one or two cards where you get the benefits that are best for your particular situation. People have like 10 cards, and they spread their spending out over all these different cards. And by the time they get enough frequent flyer miles for a trip, they've expired or something like that. So you want to make sure you concentrate. Now, there's different ways of doing it. I'll give you a free website to find all the best deals for your situation, which is guidetocreditcard.com. And on there, and this is for both businesses and for individuals, you can get rebates of as much as 5% back. You can get frequent flyer miles. You can get Disney points. There's just a lot of different ones out there. And everybody has a bit of a different need as to what's best for them. But concentrate your spending, you can get fantastic deals. I tend to use American Express myself because they have the rewards program, which is very flexible in how you can use it. But you know, for different people, different cards are going to be appropriate. So there's an objective website, guidetocreditcard.com. Let's find out what's best for you.
That's a great takeaway. Thank you for sharing that with the audience. Very good. All right, let's see what's next here. I've got a list of questions here. Let's talk about some businesses just don't meet all the qualifications to get a loan. They'll get turned down. What is a good alternative financing in that scenario?
Well, you're right. And this is really a difficult thing for a lot of businesses because the Dodd-Frank regulations have made it very difficult for banks to make loans. And they really put small business through a really, really hard time doing so. So there's a whole alternative world of small business loans out there. There's some good ones and bad ones. I'll tell you the good ones first. A lot of hedge funds are willing to invest in small business loans if the small business has been vetted first. So there are these clearinghouses that will evaluate you as a small business based on cash flow, not assets. My favorite one is called Corporate Lending Solutions, and their website is corporatelendingsolutions.com. They've got a phone number too, 800-261-6478. And what they do is they look at your bank statements for the last 6 months or so and see what your cash flow is and are you able to handle debt and be able to pay things off that way. That is much, much better than, see, what a lot of banks are looking for are widgets they can seize in a warehouse somewhere if things go bad. A lot of businesses today don't have that. They're virtual businesses, they're websites, they're apps, they're things that there's nothing to seize. So that's why they have a hard time getting loans through the traditional system. So that's what I would call the good ones, using these clearinghouses to get you the best deal. Again, corporatelendingsolutions.com. And let me just briefly talk about the bad ones.
Hi, Tony here with a quick word about getting you discovered. Do you want a lot of people checking out your sales page, your branding page, your podcast? Like many people, are you just trying to do it all yourself? Or maybe get by with a virtual assistant or two? Are you taking webinars, seminars, and workshops to learn how to grow your social media and how to bring visitors to your site? Or are you downloading free ebooks, buying classes, doing this and that just to learn how to get more sales, more people, more exposure? We all do. And it isn't all that it's cracked up to be for some, is it? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It takes a lot of training. I've written books on this and I'm helping others get a lot of visitors to their web pages and podcasts. And I mean thousands and thousands every month. Check it out. Go to TonyDurso.com/grow. That's TonyDurso.com/GROW. TonyDurso.com/grow. And get discovered. Hey guys, if you sometimes wonder how to get funding for your startup or even to keep your small business rolling, I've got a great answer. Cabbage. Yes, Cabbage, with a K, has the answer. Cabbage helps small business owners access simple and flexible funding right away without the headaches that come with applying for a traditional loan. And you can apply now online or from your phone by securely linking your business information to get an automatic decision. Once you're approved, you choose when to use your funds and how much to take. You only have to pay for the funds you actually use. I like that. Visit cabbage.com/revenuechat. There's no cost to apply or set up your line of credit. As a Revenue Chat listener, when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $50 Visa gift card you can use anywhere, even if you want to buy some of my books. Okay, just kidding. Well, kind of. That's Cabbage with a K. KABBAGE.com/revenuechat. You'll remember that K, right? Cabbage.com/revenuechat. Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah chartered industrial bank, member FDIC. And we're back with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man.
I think these so-called merchant cash advances are terrible for small businesses. This is where they'll take over your credit card processing, and they take fees every day out of your credit card processing. Maybe you have a restaurant, you know, you're putting a lot of money through those credit cards, and they take fees out every day. It can be 40%, 50%, I mean, incredibly high interest rates. I call it the payday lending of small business, basically. And people do one merchant cash advance, and then they run into trouble, and then take another one to pay off the first one.
And I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that. It just goes into a never-ending domino effect.
A downward treadmill cycle that just destroys a lot of small businesses. So I would avoid so-called MCAs or merchant cash advances. You get these solicitations all the time. Oh, you know, you'll get a loan the next day. It's unsecured. It's really easy. Yeah, well, they're handing you a rope to hang yourself, basically, as far as I'm concerned. So that's the good and the bad in the small business lending world.
All right, thank you. And let's take a look at, there are some businesses, they take out life insurance and they don't use it. And they just let it go. They think it's worthless. But I think you have a way to be actually get some capital out of that.
Absolutely. So this is what's called the life settlement market, where you can actually sell a life insurance policy. Either that you have as a business, which is called key man insurance, or as an individual, when the premiums go up and when it's not needed anymore, say you've had life insurance and your kids are now self-supporting, so you don't really need the policy anymore, the vast majority of people just let their policy lapse, which the insurance company is real happy about because they took premiums for you for many years and you let them off the hook. What they don't realize is you can sell those life insurance policies in what's called the life settlement market, and literally bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars to you as an individual or to your business. So just take a simple example, Tony. Say you had a $1 million policy, and say you're 70 years old, okay? Instead of letting it lapse, you sell that policy in the life settlement market for like $300,000, something like that. When the people who buy it take over the premiums, they are the beneficiaries. When you die, they get the $1 million. But you get $300,000 right now. So it's a good deal for both sides. Now, the older you are, and frankly, the sicker you are, the more money you're going to get because the people buying the policy would rather that you not stick around too long. I mean, 5 years, 10 years, okay. They don't want you sticking around 30 years. That's too much for them. There's a free website to find out about this, which is fundinglife.com, fundinglife.com. They've also got a phone number, 877-485-6681. And what they do is they put buyers and sellers of life insurance policies together. So you would be the seller of a policy, and there are hedge funds and individuals and banks that like to buy these policies. They have a whole portfolio. Maybe they have 1,000 policies, and during a particular year, whatever, 10 of them are going to die, and they're going to have a big payoff. So it works for both sides. But this is something you will never hear about from an insurance company, Tony. They are real happy to say, oh, that lapse, you know, you don't have to pay the premiums anymore. That gets them off the hook. And you want them on the hook, but you want to get the money for it up front.
That's a very interesting point. It's a strategy point. Would the money help you now and your family, or whenever that unknown date of passing away come? So it becomes an interesting strategy, especially for higher dollar life insurance policies.
Right. Can you imagine how much you'd get for like a $5 million policy or something like that? Now, do tell your kids about this, because they're not going to get the death benefit. But normally the kids are happy to have you get the money now, because it means you can stay in your own house. A lot of people are what I call reverse boomerangers. Those are people with parents who run out of money who move back in with the kids. The boomerangers are the kids getting out of college moving back with their parents. So sometimes both happen. You have three generations because they can't afford to get on their own out of college, and older people haven't saved enough, so they move back in with the kids. This can avoid that problem.
That's a very good strategy for the right scenario. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about cars, vehicles, autos. There's business owners. There's a time where it's wise to refinance that car loan, especially if the payments are too high, but you don't necessarily want to pay too much on the capital. Can you tell us what some strategies are on that?
So a lot of people got into cars at bigger car payments than they can really afford in the last few years. And the repossession rate and the kind of delinquency rate has soared on a lot of cars, particularly higher end kind of cars. The car is beautiful, but it's more than you can expense that you can really cover. So there are ways of refinancing car loans that a lot of people are not familiar with. And there's a free website that can let you do that, which is MyLoanGen, G-E-N, MyLoanGen.com. You go on there and you put in how many more months you have to go, the interest rate, how much you owe, value of the car, and then it says, okay, based on that, you have a little dial, and you can literally move the dial to the payment that you can afford. So I'm just going to make this up. Say you're doing $500 a month for the next 3 years. If you move that out to 6 years, instead of 500, it might be 250. And so you now have 250 a month. The car is probably going to last for 6 years anyway. And now you've got yourself a payment you can afford, and you avoid the repo man taking your car in the middle of the night, which is not a lot of fun. So a lot of people don't realize they can refinance their cars, but that's a way to do it.
Especially if you can cut a large payment in half, that would be very much worth the option to take a look into that.
And you control it. Now, if you have this dial and you control what the payment's going to be, what the interest rate's going to be, and what the maturity is going to be. By extending the maturity on the loan out, you get the payment down to a more affordable level. And then once you have something that you like, you click submit. And it goes to a bunch of credit unions around the country who compete for your business to get you that loan at that interest rate and that payment. So a lot of people are not aware of, and a lot of people have very high interest rates on car loans. And this is a way of getting the interest rate down and the payment down to a much more affordable level. And while we're talking cars, I always use a car buying service to get the absolute best deal on a car. They shop around the country. In fact, I just got a car today. it's being delivered tomorrow. And I used a car buying service. I'm in New York, and it turns out the best deal on this particular car was in Newport Beach, California. So these car buying services will go all around the country, deliver it to you, and save you tons of money. My favorite one is called CarQ.com, C-A-R, the letter Q.com. And I've done my last five cars with them and saved just a ton of money.
What a great resource. When I bought my Jeep a couple years back, I went to every website. I went one by one, shopping. It took days.
Tony, not worth your time.
What's
and
there's, that?
No, there's all kinds of inside stuff that you'll never know about. Special rebates, manufacturer's deals, all the time that you never know. You don't have a chance going into the dealer, actually. Here's somebody that's working on your behalf to get you the best deal. So again, carq.com, they've got a phone number too, 800-517-2277. The woman who runs it, named Linda Goldberg, she's in San Francisco. She is like the most fierce consumer advocate you've ever seen in your life. And she does things to car dealers. I don't even have a clue how she does it. But the end result is really saving you a lot of money and, in your case, a lot of time as well.
That's a great resource. I just love this. I love all these money answers, these resources that you just gladly and willingly giving to the audience here. Really great sharing there, Jordan. Thank you.
I love to do it. This is what I've been doing for a long time. And these resources, people don't know about these things. And they make a huge difference in the time, like shopping for a car, Look at what we've done here. Your money's now earning 8%. We've just given you hundreds of thousands of dollars for selling your life insurance policy. We helped you get a small business loan. It would be difficult otherwise. We've helped you take advantage of the new tax law, and we got you a great deal on a car. That was just the start.
I love it. I love it. We got a few more minutes for a few more questions. Let's talk about the category of people in this country that do public services. They're also referred to as heroes, police, first responders, clergy, doctors, etc. They pay attention, listen up. There is something very special in terms of saving you huge amount on your mortgage when you buy and sell a home.
Correct.
Jordan, tell us about it.
I have no idea. You know, when you're in the airport, you pass a military person and say, thank you for your service. Well, that's nice, but this is giving them money, okay? So you qualify as an American hero if you are either current or past military, police, fire, first responder, teacher, clergy, doctor, dentist, medical professionals, just all these people that are service people, basically. And they give a lot to people, and this is a way of them getting a lot of money back. So they get back, and there's a website people can find out more, which is heroescomefirst.com. So they can get back a quarter of the real estate commission that an agent would charge, either buying a home or selling a home. They get a discount on title insurance fees. They get a lower interest rate on their mortgage. They get a title fee. All the closing costs are cut a lot. There's actually a program, under certain circumstances, you get a $7,500 grant for your down payment on a house. You don't have to, you know, repay a grant. There's just all kinds of things that people can save, both on the mortgage side and buying and selling a home if you're considered a hero. So again, there's a website for that, heroescomefirst.com. They've also got a phone number, 800-272-5626. Let's give more back to these people than just a thank you.
That's a great resource, Jordan. Thank you so much on that. I love it. All right, here's another one. Let's talk about large unreimbursed medical bills. How can business owners deal with that, please?
Huge. And this is one of the biggest causes of financial distress out there, is people having healthcare bills they can't handle. Now, the secret is that healthcare providers, whether it be doctors or hospitals, will negotiate down these bills, but you have to know how to play the game. And a lot of people don't have a clue how to play that game. So you can use a healthcare advocacy organization. This is all they've done for many, many years, is negotiate with the CFO and hospitals, all these people that run these billing outfits, literally to get you 90% off your bill, 80%, 90%, some huge, huge discount. My favorite place is called Healthcare Advocates. They're in Philadelphia. Their website, healthcareadvocates.com. Their phone number, 215-735-7711. I know the guy who's run it for many years named Kevin Flynn, and he's just maniacal about negotiating medical bills. What he'll do is he'll really do an in-depth forensic analysis of it. And in many cases, the bills are wrong. They double charged you for things. They charge you for things they didn't do. There's just a lot of errors in the bills in the first place. And then they show that you're financially not able to do it. They'll settle it. He showed me a bill. It was $200,000 for a guy that had a heart attack. He settled it for $3,000.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
There's no way that guy just had a heart attack is going to be able to do that on his own. So
The bill alone would, unfortunately, I hate to say the joke, do it again to him.
Yeah, really? So anyway, that can help a lot of people. And this is true for your business as well. I mean, if you have big healthcare expenses, it can be a big expense in your business if one of your employees gets sick. So let them handle it. Healthcareadvocates.com, 215-735-7711. They've been doing this for like 30 years. It's nothing I'd ever want to do, but they left the battle with health insurance companies and doctors' offices and hospitals.
Just love it. Thank you again on that, Jordan. And we have just a couple minutes here. I'd like to know, what's the personal drive and motivation that's behind what you do? You're so helpful. You've got all these great resources. Let's take us into the world of Jordan a little bit.
Well, I look out for resources that can help most people, and I check them out extremely carefully. And in many cases, you know, for many, many years, have been referring people to these things. This is kind of the evolution. When I started as a journalist, I want to help people with financial decisions, but I went a step further and said, well, give them specific resources that they don't know about. They're going to make a huge difference and transform their lives. And it's very satisfying to do something like that. So all the things we've talked about, earning 8% of your money instead of zero. I don't have a lot of sympathy for the bank that's paying you nothing, basically. Getting better deals on cars. You know, car deals are going to do just fine, but I want you to get a good deal on a car. Selling a life insurance policy for tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, the insurance company will never tell you about something like that. So on and on it goes. It makes me feel really good to be on the side of the consumer and the investor to get much better deals on their money. And most people don't have a clue any of these things exist.
I love it. I love it. And we thank you so much for sharing that. We got to have you on again because this is a great topic. So much to learn. There's so much that's out there that can help us in all these little ways. In addition to just making sales and growing the business, we can save on money and do smart investing and learn how to smartly use our money or categorize it and the discounts and the rebates on cards. Just great stuff that brings us more income without us changing our sales at all. So I love it.
Making the most of your money, but as you say, earning more on your credit card rewards, getting better deals on cars, insurance, all these things. I've actually created a landing page specifically for your folks to help them out, which is moneyanswersman.com/revenue chat. And there's all kinds of things there to help them implement some of the things we talked about here. And I'm always glad to get their emails at moneyanswers.com as well.
Well, that's excellent because I will put that in the show notes. Thank you so much. Once again, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. And once again, that website is moneyanswers, that's with an S, moneyanswersman.com/revenue chat. You will see it in the show notes. Check it out. Here's a man that just wants to help and help and help stimulate that economy, help the small, medium-sized business. Thank you so much, Jordan. Great interview. I love it.
Thanks so much, Tony. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you again, and thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. If you like this interview with Jordan, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your Apple device. A sentence or two is just fine. Thanks in advance. And our next episode is with Kat Stancic. She talks about boosting your bottom line on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.